today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You know, Patrick, we showcase so many big, huge stars on this podcast that I'm thinking maybe it's time to give some exposure to an obscure artist.
That sounds great, and I think we've got that covered today, Jim. I'm scanning the list now, and here's one. Have you ever heard of her? Her name is Taylor Swift.
All right, so it's a new week, and yet we're still on an old topic, which is July new music, right? So we did our picks last week, end of last week, and now to kick off the new week, we get the intern picks.
Yeah, it's great, Jim. I think that it's been almost 4 or 5 days since July ended, so it feels like a lifetime. And anytime we talk about the interns, I want to do this in celebration of how great they are.
Nice, yeah,
just
I agree.
Crack a Coors beer, yeah, and raise one to them, because without them, there'd be nothing. And we're talking about Sam, talking about Sammy, talking about Mary, and we're talking about Matt.
That's right.
And for those of you who subscribe to our newsletter, I think that you're going to find each week they're listening to a lot of new music. Sometimes Sam will go back to the Nickelodeon days and break out Drake and Josh or some pop hits, and Mary and Sammy and Matt all listen to different stuff. They listen to pop. They listen to all kinds of, you know, interesting music that I don't think necessarily crosses our radar. So I'm really excited about this every time.
Yes. So as far as the new music goes, we ask them once a month just to tell us about one song, new song that they heard in that month. And they actually then like will record a little bit for us, and you get to hear those today, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I feel like we're evolving toward each one of them having their own episode, which I'm all in favor of.
That's absolutely right. Okay, and we, by the way, are Jim Linehan, that's me.
And Patrick Foster, that's me.
There you go. And the show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and you opened the cold beer, and I already had mine open, and I find it interesting. I don't know if it's a pandemic thing or what, that we've both devolved into like the cheapest beer we can buy. I see you have a Coors and I have Miller Lite.
That's where we are now. Straight from the can.
When this show started, people remember it was always like, which craft brew are you drinking today?
Yes. Oh, and it was. I have a
double IPA
from a local brewery. That's you're going to like. Clotted Hind Brewery. And now I'm drinking a Coors.
Right.
Tall boy.
Right. Let's see what the interns have in store for us. So we always do this. You mentioned there are four of them, and we always do this first come, first serve. So the first one in is intern Sam Lisker, and here is his recording.
Hey there, Jim and Patrick, intern crew, and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam with my July 2020 new music pick. The summer is a rock and roll season for me, and I hope for a lot of you all as well. My binge continued with this track by a legendary performer who left us too soon. My pick is Chris Cornell's rendition of the song Patience. This acoustic Guns N' Roses cover was released by Cornell's estate on what would have been his 56th birthday. According to the website Ultimate Classic Rock, Cornell recorded this track in 2016 while teaching the chords to his daughter, Toni. Guns N' Roses was going on a reunion tour around that time, and this was Cornell's way of honoring the legendary moment. The cover is absolutely fantastic. Cornell's fingerpicking and vocals are just outstanding. He is, undoubtedly, one of the greatest grunge rockers to have walked this planet. Just an incredible talent. May he continue to rest in power. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy out there. Wear a mask, wash your hands, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind lily. There ain't no doubt you're in my
Well, I'm kind of amazing to me, Jim, and it's a sad fact, but something we have to live with in rock and roll. It says something about the artist and where they came from, what they did, and how as Sam said, they walk this planet. What happens to them after they rest in power? So Chris Cornell has been really glorified, I think, since his passing. And it's been, you know, kind of clear that he left this planet too early with stuff unfinished. So there's a lot of stuff people are putting out, looking for. And I think every scrap you can get and more you can learn about his trouble, his complex personality and a lot of different things really means a lot.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Now that you bring this up, I wasn't quite prepared for this. I'm looking for it now. One thing about Chris Cornell, I don't think I've talked about this before. I know when he passed, we did like a tribute episode or something. But
that's right.
But I remember when Soundgarden, I don't know if they, with them it was always hard to tell. Were they broken up? Were they just on hiatus? What right. were they doing? But anyway, yep. at one point when, in the late 90s, Chris Cornell released his first solo album called Euphoria Morning. It came out in 1999. And it didn't, as I recall, it didn't get very good reviews or it wasn't very well embraced because it didn't sound like Soundgarden. He specifically, you know, made a choice to make kind of more of a poppy sounding record, maybe a little more Beatlesque in some ways or things like that. And it was not, you know, hard rock. And I think a lot of people didn't necessarily like that on it, and I think a lot of his subsequent solo material maybe went back to being, you know, kind of more harder edged. But I really liked that record, and I really thought it had some nice songs. And
never heard it.
I was pretty excited that he, you know, was going in a different direction, you know, and doing something else. So check that out if you can. Euphoria Morning. I would cool. recommend that. Now, next up on the list here is intern Mary Edelberg. I want to say, by the way, that she's in the process of moving across the country.
That's right. Like she's now. She's going from, you know, right coast to left coast.
That's
it's
right.
It's going to be cool. Yeah.
She's doing this right now. So, but she took time to make this recording for us.
Greetings from the road, suburbs pod. This is intern Mary with my July pick of the month. This month, my pick is from the classic man himself, Jadena. The song is titled Black Magic Hour, and it is released in conjunction with Bullish Recordings. I learned about this artist back in 2016, I believe, when his song Long Live the Chief aired on the show Luke Cage. And he often works in collaboration with my all-time favorite, Janelle Monáe. This song, Black Magic Hour, is his latest single since the release of his album 85 to Africa last year. It's a part of a compilation album and documentary produced in conjunction with Bullish Recordings. According to an article released by Respect, the project, titled African on All Sides, is a compilation and documentary that captures the Pan-African musical journey through filming a music camp, a family reunion where creative cousins meet, in many cases, for the first time, and create. I'm pretty excited about this album. I'm hoping to be introduced to a lot of new artists. There's no release date as of yet, but the song, Black Magic Hour, is kind of a mood. So I hope you enjoy. Take care, stay healthy, and keep rocking the suburbs.
I'm from a long line of chiefs. I was made in the image. Grandfather married 7 wives in the village. Never sold a slave, and the British couldn't kill him. And they call it black magic when they baffled by the physics. Smart niggas are the white man's villain. I rock these linens for Wakanda, look appealing. The best you rappers do a show, pay a visit. While I'm really out here living, I'm in Kenya making shillings. I'm at home, cause the flea market feel like Brooklyn on the low. If we spread the bread, we could do it on our own. Stay up in your lane, you knocking over cones. Just a year, Jah said that I assume the throne. Long live TV, TV. Long live bad wishes in my TV. Why you wishing you could be me? Too much gifts, got the blues, I'm a genie. Whether it be for my people or be for my ego. Man, I gotta make like Ocho on the Wave A0. I believe in Magic Johnson, not a Magic Negro. That's why Uncle Morgan Freeman never was my hero. No, oh man, some forget where they doo-doo from. Get a perfume deal and forget they doo-doo stun. Jealous old heads, tell me you just young. Boy, you thought you'd be a rebel when you grown.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't act like I got my diploma on the plate. I done took a bullet by the time that I was eight. Studied by my neighbor boyfriend, be there every day. On the way to school to stick up kids, I would escape.
All right, that is Jidenna, if you couldn't hear that very well on the recording. And the song is Black Magic Hour. What'd you think of that, Patrick?
I liked it a lot, yeah. Jim. I think, you know, minimalism, we were probably talking the other day about a couple songs where, you know, on our new music picks where there's a lot of instruments crammed in together. But I think minimalism is really interesting, too. And and which instrument do you pick, you know, to come in at a certain time to create a certain mood? And, man, you can hear it here.
Yeah.
Very fantastic. And also, I love, you know, those lyrics forward kind of songs where, you know, these are really strong lyrics and they're telling a story about something, you know, that could be universal. It could be, you know, very relevant. And that was really great.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you got it there. I like how you described the music because I was trying to think of that same thing. There's a certain amount of restraint there that I think should be respected, you know,
totally.
That is not trying to throw a bunch of stuff at you, but wants you to hear this clearly, what he has to say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And at the same time, though, it's got just a great beat to it, so you can't help but be attracted to it. That's really good stuff.
And the use of the guitar was really cool with the reverb that just was kind of spidery. You know, it was really nice.
I like that. I need to spend more time with
that. I got to listen to more of this.
Yes, I
never heard of the artist. And once again, our interns are turning us on to stuff we need to listen to.
Well, anyone, you know, connected with Janelle Monáe's got to be pretty good, I would think. So,
totally.
All right. Let's move on now to intern Matt. That's Matt Windler up in Canada.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, fellow interns and listeners. Another month down, and a great one for music at that. Margot Price, The Beths, The Jayhawks, and a great single, Ascension, from the Sam Roberts Band, which you should all check out. That is, if I don't throw away all my credibility with my actual pick, Taylor Swift's surprise album, Folklore. It's been said on the show before, there's no such thing as guilty pleasures, right? She's kind of soundtracked my life since high school, when a coworker would blast Fearless on the speakers while we were slinging pizzas. Obviously, our audience is definitely not her target demographic, but this is by far the closest thing she's ever released to being in the Suburbs Pod wheelhouse. After a few pop albums, Folklore is her first classified as alternative. She co-wrote most of the songs with The National's Aaron Dessner, as well as with Bon Iver, William Bowery, and Jack Antonoff. The result is a wistful, melancholic backdrop for Swift's delicate vocals. It's still Taylor Swift's a record, so the songs are focusing mostly on the usual themes of love, relationships, and fame. But I hope you all listen with open ears when your kids are playing it. You just might hear something you like. As for a song, I recommend Seven. I really like how she experiments with her vocal delivery on this one. But it's a wonderfully deep album, if you give it a chance. Anyway, hopefully this doesn't get me fired. Stay well, and perhaps talk to you all next month. Thanks.
Please picture me. Like a pattern, love you to the moon and to Saturn. Pass down like folk songs, the love lasts so long. Tell you, I think your house is haunted. Your dad is always mad, and that must be why. And I think you should come live.
Okay, what do you think? Does Matt get to keep his job?
Unless he resigns, he's never going to lose his job.
That's so, right.
You know, I think it's really interesting, Jim, to me, as old guys thinking about musicians and stuff and pop stars and all that. Like, we've been through a lot of different stuff, MTV and all that. You know, many ins and outs. I think it's really interesting when an artist gets to the point where they're so popular, they've sold so many records, they've, you know, invested well, they have a good manager, you know, they have a good team on their side, then they can do what they want, right?
Yes.
So that's really interesting to me. And I sounds kind of like this is what happened on this record. I got to admit, that's the first I ever heard of it. I didn't listen to it.
Nope. First listen for me too.
I was doing other stuff, but no offense to T-Swift. And I love that she sent money to help Grimes and all that in Nashville. So I don't know. I mean, man, I'd have to take a whole course and try to figure out where it comes from, but it sounded fine to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm more of a Carly Rae Jepsen person myself.
Okay.
So
yeah. Yeah. I just think it's really interesting.
You may think I'm joking, but I actually think she does some really interesting music. But anyway.
I don't think you're joking. I believe you.
Yeah. But but anyway, no, I don't know. I kind of resisted this record because, I don't know, Taylor Swift is just like, I hate to be like this, but it's so true. Like, too much. Like, it's, she's just too much of a icon at this point, or too much of a pop star, or whatever, you know.
It's a natural reaction.
But I've heard good things. I've heard really good things, and it's my first listen to it, and I understand it was mostly done, like, I think pretty recently, like during you know, this quarantine,
like,
stuff,
COVID,
right?
Record.
Right.
Okay, cool.
And so it sounds like she hooked up with some good people and you know, really tried to make something that has some heft to it, I guess, and you know, good for her.
Well, and I'll say this, you got to give big kudos to Matt for standing behind his principles, man. Like, he's willing to get fired, Jim, because he loves Taylor Swift.
There you go. There you go. So let's say that. Let's just leave it at that.
I'll say one more thing, too. I mean, I think when a record touches you at a certain time in your life, no matter what the record is or the song is, you know, you tend to have a soft spot for that artist going forward. So, you know, I think we all have those kind of bands.
Totally agree.
And like Matt was talking about, you know, Taylor Swift's been with him for a long time. So that's cool, too.
And I respect that. I think that's great.
Yeah, me too, man. Should. Big respect. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's move on to, so intern Sammy.
Sammy.
Samantha Reed.
How could she be last?
Who will soon get to hang out with intern Mary.
It's going to be great.
For people who don't know, this is like one of the coolest things that I think has ever happened in my life.
I know.
We have these two interns who volunteered to work for us for free, essentially, right?
My God.
And, you know, wanted the experience and you know, they've been great working for us, but one is in California, that's Sammy, and one was here in Virginia, that's Mary. And they became friends, like, virtually, just from, you know, conversing on our Slack channels and stuff like that. And then I guess sort of went off on their own and you know, send each other, you know, gifts and all this kind of stuff, right? And then so I think they're, like, legit friends, and now Mary's moving out to, like, her area, and they're gonna be able to hang out together. I mean, I'm blown away by this. I'm just blown away by this.
Yeah,
I know.
It's going to happen
but
in IRL.
But it makes me so happy. This is one of the greatest things ever, don't you think?
It really is. It's a blessing. I mean, couldn't ask for two nicer people, more generous and smart, Jim.
Yes.
I think they're extremely smart for trying to get experience with our amazing podcast. So all the good things and all the good wishes for them. And I hope Mary and her husband arrive safely. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, so here's Sammy's message.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns, and Jim and Patrick. For July, I picked Dreamwife's new album, which was released July 3rd, and it's titled So When You Gonna. It's got a fun punk sound that plays through a lot of emotions throughout the album. They have a song that's actually titled Validation. There's a song about miscarriage, about dealing with change. And it just feels like the album is generally about unapologetically going after what you want and feeling how you want and all of that. So, they seem like a really modern band. They feel very very punk, very rock. I actually learned that they work with an all-female recording team, which is really cool, and they have their own podcast, apparently. So they're just a cool band, and if you're going to play a song from this album, I'd play the title track, So When You Gonna. It really speaks to their communication style, which is just kind of brash, unabashed. Hey, that rhymes. And unapologetic. And in the background, there's a kind of a sportscaster commentator, which kind of is a callback to the very first song on the album, which is, of course, called Sports. It's fun. It feels, in the words of Intern Mary, very girl power, and it's just good stuff. So I think you should check it out. And yeah, that's it. So until next month, sending health and wellness to everyone.
We usually just launch right into the song, but I got to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
I almost picked this song myself.
Me too, man. It was in my top five.
Oh, but I didn't. And I'll tell you why afterward. But everyone out there, as David Letterman used to say, hold on to your wigs and keys. There you go, Dream Wife.
Man,
that song rocks. That off.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yep, totally amazing. Had it on my top five, Jim, for July as well. And if you remember my picks, All Hits and Illuminati Hotties, very similar.
It would fit right in. So, it would fit right in. I had this on my list, and it almost made the cut. Actually, 2 months, because I think this was an advanced single, so it was actually on a list earlier. Cool. And then I had it on my list again for July.
Nice.
And just the only thing that kept me from putting it out there really was just that I'm so happy that Sammy presented this song.
I know,
because
right?
I just, there was something about it, the lyrics and stuff, that I was sort of like, is this really a song that a 50-plus-year-old man should be, you know, recommending, right? It's just, I don't know. So
even if he likes rock and roll,
that's
yeah.
Right. It works totally. So much better coming from her. Let's just say that. So but go on,
I concur, sir.
Check out this record. It's really good. It's really good.
Oh, it's great. It's
full attitude, totally, and just totally rock and roll. It's just great. So
gotta support this kind of rock and roll.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow we have listener picks.
I'm excited.
Yes. Always excited. So listeners will weigh in with their selections from July, new music from July. All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's get out of here. We're running kind of long. So let's see. If anyone would like to correspond with us at all, you can call and leave a message, 612-440-1984. There you go. Or email rock@suburbspod.com, or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. All those at Suburbs Pod. And what's the address if anybody wants to send us, you know, better beer?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, you can send us beer, you can send us records, cassettes, anything you want, Sharpies. You know, we like Sharpies too. 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 2240.
There we go. All right. Let's get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. Good. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as the interns say, be well, be safe, and keep rocking the suburbs, right? They all seem to end with something along those lines, so it's great. Thanks to all them, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. I guess I just have to spell it out for you then.
Wait a second. The tests are not turning. Okay, they're what? Asking them. They're using their words.
Oh.
I mean, to be honest, I have to
you.
This is taking forever.
Gonna.
Oh, wait a second.
Kiss.
What's happening now?
Me.
It's happening. The lips are touching. Oh. It's definitely happening, people.
They were a bad kisser.
I go to the store now and I see like a case of Miller Lite in cans is $17. Are you kidding me?
Sold.
Give me two.